Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
Welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco, so I'll be your only host for this hour because DJ Star is unfortunately sick. So I'm gonna bite the bullet and do some soloing today. But we did have a topic prepared together, but I'll be try my best to do it myself. As usual, there'll be some music and then the topic later on. So just to give you a brief little introduction to it, I'll be talking about taboos and so, you know, what makes something taboo, and have an emphasis specifically on the furry fandom. If you don't know about it, you'll know about it later on. And if you do know about it, hopefully you'll be interested in this segment. But as usual, I'll get started right into the music. So this first one is by the artist El Bacon, and the song is called Enredada from the album Irante. So it kind of blends Mexican folk music and Middle Eastern European music. And this was played at the Vancouver Folk Festival. So you there? Hope you enjoy. Hope you enjoy this one.
Entre pinos y claveles, yo brought to you by Unplugged Canada.
I see you were up late again.
I was just scrolling for a few minutes.
A few minutes? You watched sunrise GIFs before the sun actually rose.
Okay, maybe I lost track of time. Again.
Yeah, and you were too drained to do anything today.
Social media is designed to keep you scrolling even when you need to sleep. Consider leaving your phone out of your bedroom.
Brought to you by Unplugged Canada. Unplug a little, feel a lot better.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and I am your only host for tonight, DJ Coco, because DJ Star is unfortunately sick today, but feel better, DJ Star. That last song you just heard was called Agua e Coco from the artist Empanadas Illegales, Vancouver-based psychedelic music. Awesome. Also, great that it has Coco in the name. Thank you very much for the pick, DJ Star. And just wanted to do a couple more songs before the topic, so came back on here just to talk about the song. So this next one that you will be hearing is by the artist Dominique Filles-Emmy. It's called Chape Belle. Enjoy.
Le vent dans les voiles, donne-moi le temps de m'évader, donne-moi la force d'une rafale, donne-moi le temps de l'échapper. Donne-moi le temps pour deux cafés. Donne-moi la vague tropicale. Donne-moi le temps de de l'escale. Donne-moi le temps de m'extasier avant l'écume des soirs. Donne-moi le temps de m'ambiancer avant le souffle de l'escale. Donne-moi le temps de m'extasier avant l'écume de nos soirs. Donne-moi le temps de m'ambiancer.
For the terrible transition, but this is Tree Among Shrubs by Men I Trust.
You make no sound as folks gather round like shadow hound. I see one sound as folks
canción.
Yucastereo. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM. Yucastereo.
Atención.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party every Tuesdays, 6 to 7 p.m. I am your only host for tonight, DJ Coco. DJ Star is unfortunately sick. Feel better, DJ Star. That last song you just heard was Tree Among Shrubs, the live version by Men I Trust from their album Forever Live Sessions Volume 2. Love Men I Trust, great Montreal band. Saw them a few years back in Vancouver, and absolutely amazing experience. I believe they also came sometime early this year, but did not go to see them twice, unfortunately. As much as I would have wanted to. Okay, so I think it is time for me to get a little bit into the mini topic for today, which is about taboos, just in general. So if you don't know, first of all, what a taboo is, it's essentially, you know, okay, let's do the definition from the textbook. So taboo is equal to the prohibition of an action based on the belief that the behavior is either too sacred and consecrated, or too dangerous and a curse for ordinary individuals to undertake. Holy cow. DJ Star put this definition in here, and I'm going to try to simplify this a little bit, but essentially it's like a specific social group that thinks this behavior or action is wrong, and it should be avoided, and this group actively discourages it. And this essentially regulates human action. And just to give some examples, this taboo can be in certain cultures, can be more worldwide, but good example would be talking about mental health, for example. You know, it is considered more open in the West to talk about, you know, going to therapy and having depression versus in Eastern cultures, where it is seen as, you know, slightly stigmatizing and something you're supposed to keep on the down low if you talk about going to therapy, kind of way. And I think of taboos as a way of, you know, maybe the lowest level of violating someone's personal morals. And so there'd be taboos at the bottom. We've got rules a little bit above, and then laws. So doing these behaviors or actions are considered universally wrong, such as killing someone. That is not just taboo, that's just wrong. You shouldn't kill people. And that's essentially how I would define taboo, and also with the textbook. And some more examples of this other than mental health would be talking about sex, for example, sex work, women's reproductive health, AIDS, HIV/AIDS was a big one as well. And this can be taboo in religions as well. I think this one is a bit more extreme than just being taboo, but haram, which is when something is religiously prohibited for Muslims. And there can be different levels of this. And some more, even more modern examples I can think with social media specifically is people causing disturbances in public. So think of those influencers on social media who are going up to random strangers and shoving a mic in their face kind of thing, or just causing a scene in public, which I feel like most people consider typically taboo in general for going out the norm to cause a slight disturbance in someone else's life. And, you know, this could be different in different cultures as well. Some other ones which I particularly find interesting let's back up. I think there are taboos as well. Not to say that taboos are always solid and always defined, because taboo can also be fluid in certain ways, and specific social groups can see something differently after some time. So a good example of this would be homosexuality, for example. You know, there are a lot more people, especially in the West, who viewed it very, very, very negatively. And although there are still people today who think this, I'd say generally there's more acceptance for homosexuality and just the LGBTQ plus community in general. So that's also a little background about taboos. And this was all mainly inspired as well, which I'll get into later, about the furry fandom specifically, because they are particularly a community of people who are very stigmatized and considered just very taboo, even though they're not doing something that actively harms someone or they are out, you know, killing people kind of thing. It's just the way that they behave and act that seem to make people very much dislike them. But moving on, I'll get into that a little bit later. It's kind of intriguing to think about, you know, why do these even exist? Like, why do we find specific groups or dislike certain groups? Like, is there some sort of, you know, evolutionary reason for this even? And one hypothesis I thought of, definitely much, much more. Not sure if this one's even right, but this is something that I thought could be worth noting, but that, you know, certain communities may feel more bonded or stronger together, you know, when you are collectively agreeing to ostracize certain social groups or behaviors. And this kind of ties into our innate wanting to have a sense of belonging in social groups. So, for example, you know, there could be this very indie friend group. So they like listening to underground music, folk music, they like rock music, etc. Something that's not as mainstream. And then making jokes and making fun of people, of maybe, for example, a group of guys who listen to a popular music artist like Drake. And this is not a direct taboo, but I think the fact that they are directing certain behaviors and actions towards a specific group and making fun of it, as in discouraging doing that behavior, is a form. And another one, if we turn the tables, we can take that same group of guys who, you know, listen to popular music like Drake to making jokes and poking fun at a group of people who dress up as furries and identified as furries. So there is this sense of that you are saying and agreeing the thoughts of the people around you. You know, it's this sense of belonging. It's like, oh, like I agree with all these, like all my friends here. And there are times that maybe if you don't agree going against the collective opinion, you risk yourself being socially ostracized of the group that you were making fun of. Because it's like, if I'm part of this Drake listening group of guys and I actually defend one of the furries, I'm like, oh, hey, you know, like they didn't really do anything. I don't know why we're making so much fun of them. Everyone can be like, you know, dude, what do you mean? Are you a furry? And making jokes against the person themselves making the comment. So it kind of breaks away that sense of belonging in your community that you have a different opinion from them. So this could have many, many more examples of taboos for different types of taboo, but these are two examples that I wanted to bring up. And obviously, there are less benefits than negative impacts, because directing and saying these thoughts or things about things that you shouldn't be doing, and making fun of these things that you shouldn't be doing, have problems against the groups that you're talking about. So this can, obviously there's stigma involved, you know, you miseducate and you misinform what these groups and behaviors actually are. And this, you know, taboo can lead into stigmatizing behaviors, which can lead into, at times, you know, prejudice or actual discriminating behaviors. So it is taken lightly at the lowest level, but it gets concerning when a simple thought and, you know, feeling of disgust towards a certain behavior or person can go downhill and it negatively impact the person's life that you, or the social group's life that you are thinking and, you know, actively disliking. It's kind of interesting too, just how much we also all care about what others think, and how much that the sense of belonging, I feel like, is ingrained with taboos, because no one really wants to go against, no one wants to argue really with each other, in general sense. Like, people typically want to get along, kind of thing. And so by actually going against what you think your social, your own social group believes in, then that feeling of being ostracized is pretty strong in your mind and can lead to things that you don't really want to, you don't want to be kicked out of your own social group, kind of thing. Anyways, going on a tangent here. Let's keep going. So I wanted to talk about specifically furries, and just wanted to put the definition as well, that if you don't know what a furry is, this is a specific subculture of people who are interested in anthropomorphic, essentially human-like animal characters. And they are typically dressed up. They're obviously they're people, but they have these very elaborate fursuits on. You know, they've got the head, they've got the tail, everything. And they don't actually think they're an animal, but they dress up like a human-like animal. And this subgroup of people is, I think, one of the strongest sources of taboo and stigmatized groups on Earth, honestly. They're like, I feel like there's just so much hatred for this subgroup. And I think a lot of it has to do with the misinformation, miseducation, and this exaggeration by the media specifically. So just getting back more into the furry fandom themselves, what they typically are doing is that, you know, they've got the fur costumes and everything. They've made these very elaborate, very expensive costumes, that they do a lot of, you know, cosplay with. They dress up and I think sometimes it's like role play videos, I don't even know, but it's very innocent in nature. And there are things like they make fan art, they go to conventions, and as well there is linked to